Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly wrap of key stories that shook the insurances landscape down under. Our first headline is significant. We see prominent supermarket chain Coles entering a new era in insurance. Starting next month, Auto and General are set to underwrite Coles insurance products, including home, car, and landlord policies, over the next decade. This move brings competitive pricing and personalized policies to the customers of Coles. Meanwhile, previous arrangements with IAG and Guild Insurance for pet insurance have been dissolved, in part citing profitability issues. This reshuffle mimics a similar trend as supermarket chains partner with insurance providers to offer consumer-driven policies. In the travel sector, Aussie Globetrotters planning to visit Europe in or after mid-2025 will need to get their documents in order. EU countries will require Australian nationals to obtain an ETS authorization, valid for 3 years or until passport expiry. Available online or via a mobile app, this roughly $12 ticket permits a stay of up to 90 days within any 180-day period. Make sure your passport details match to avoid an unexpected hitch in your travel plans. The life insurance scene has seen a shift towards novel longevity solutions. Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, known as EPRA, recently focused its annual Life Insurance CEO Roundtable on this topic. They found that while interest among Australians in longevity products remains low, there is, however, a recognized need among specific retiree groups. The industry believes that engagement, financial literacy, and innovations could bridge the gap between demand and the benefits these products offer. Always remember to stay informed and understand your retirement options. Turning now to an ominous development, our weather extremes have hit the insurance industry hard. The Insurance Council of Australia reports a 73% surge in weather-related claims in the past financial year, crossing 156,000 and amounting to a whopping $2.19 billion in losses. We need to note here, this is despite insurers raising premiums to cover costs. Major incidents like Cyclone Jasper have underlined flooding as a significant threat. It seems clear, strategic planning and resilience measures are urgently called for to ensure insurance remains affordable for all Australians. That concludes our weekly roundup. Stay tuned with Financial Services Online for your weekly digest of financial news. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Here's to a financially healthy future for us all.